Hi, this is Victoria, and you are listening to the Voice of Change Radio with Victoria Christine. And today is a great day to live your brilliance and also be willing to flub up and to be willing to receive. Would you be willing to receive in ways that are beyond your imagination and might even stretch you and make you feel uncomfortable? And one of the ways that I'm learning that stretches me and is not judging me. And it's like, does nature judge? Does the elements of nature, do they judge? Right? And like two birds that are fighting, I watched earlier. Like, I don't know if you would call it fighting. Maybe from the man's perspective it would be. But they are being in energy with each other. Do you think they're going to go and 2 minutes later be all, oh, that bird, or oh, goodness, I shouldn't have done that with that bird. No, they're not judging themselves. They've moved on. They're being in the moment. They're being present. They're being an energy, that acoustic wave and vibration. And yeah, so yeah. Yeah, so there's, you know, it's like there's a way to create that doesn't have to exclude you and include copious amounts of judgment, because that's not fun. And that limits possibilities, that limits what can show up for you. And I mean, if you desire a greater reality and including greater amounts of money and more clients and more possibilities and more ease and more happiness, then what if it really comes down to one thing? And what if that one thing is losing the judgment of you and stopping the judgment of you? Right? So where have you been judging you that you might even not recognize or consciously know where you've been judging, like that it's just limiting possibilities? And would you be willing to bring all that up and look at it, and then we're going to clear it? So everything that brings up and lets down, all the ways you've been using to judge you, will you destroy and uncreate it? Thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All the ways you've judged you, unknown and known, that you don't even want to know, because you think it would be too painful. Would you destroy and uncreate all of that, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, puddle, nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds? And that is the AccessConsciousness.com clearing statement. Well, it's the Access Consciousness clearing statement. You can go to theclearingstatement.com for more information. That's theclearingstatement.com. So anyway, I'm being a space that's a lot more potent and a lot more, willing to flow. And one of my friends said that I'm receiving more this month than I've received probably in the last several months, like, or year even. And so it's like one day adventure can feel like a few weeks have gone by sometimes. All the magic and ways that you can create when you really willing to step into it, like I've been experiencing lately. And let's turn it up. So where can you turn it on? Where can you turn it up in your own life to be the magic and be the walking possibility that you be? And one thing I know is that the world is requiring us now, beauties, now, sweethearts, now. And my sister called me today. I did a Facebook Live just reading a little bit out of Dr. Dane here's book, Being You, Changing the World. Just to show up and say hi, just to pop in. And she called me afterwards and said, wow, that was awesome. That was so amazing. And I love you. You're great. You're amazing. And I guess I'm sharing this because it's just like, you never know like who's listening or who's watching when you take committed action, and you lose the expectations of what this has to look like or what has to happen before you can choose XYZ. Like, you have to have the perfect relationship, or you know, the perfect job or whatever. No, you can be the energy of, and then allow the universe to contribute to you in miraculous ways. It takes a lot of stepping out of control, beyond control. It's like really out of control. And, my background, when I hear the word out of control, you know, I was pretty much raised in a religious framework where constructs, and I really, really tried to be the good girl and do everything the right way and prove that I was good, or, you know, whatever. So I was proving that I was good, but what I was actually doing was I wasn't allowing for me to be that authentic power and potency that I can be and choose and have and create. And that kind of judgment I was using with the religion I was choosing was actually mean to me and wasn't fun. I didn't laugh. In fact, one of the things that the religion, actually one of the like rules, so to speak, was for people who are, quote, worthy to go through their temples, was no loud laughter. Like, seriously, no loud laughter. And I mean, I'm like, I am the person that probably laughs every minute I have the chance now. I find it to be just an expression of joy moving through me, is to laugh and to laugh loudly. And I so can appreciate people that use humor in their own coaching and in their own, you know, just being and just having fun. It's like, how many ways have we cut off play that we really could play? And that play, even if it's like just jumping on the trampoline, can invite you to be an energy that just pulls in everything that you've desired so quick and easy, so that you lose the difficulty. You lose what you thought had to be difficult. So everything this is bringing up about all the ways you've chosen to make things difficult or living by the rule book, whoever's rule book you were using, whether it's your religion or your culture, would you be willing to turn that in and exchange it and get the playbook of you back? Let's do it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what I'm doing is I'm just clearing everything that's up for people, the charge. It's like sucking up all that discordant energy out of your world, so that there's this new space that opens up and new possibilities to choose something different. So how does it get any better than that? That's the clearingstatement.com. And, you know, life is beautiful. And what if you could be the pleasure seeker you truly be and allow yourself to just expand into those yummy vibes that are calling for you, that are you? Okay, beauties, live your brilliance. And until next time on the Voice of Change radio show, join me, Victoria Christine, your host, again next time. Bye.